Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with some great and meaningful news about the future of the U.S. Senate. Somehow that august legislative body is going to have to make do without the services of one of its longest serving members, somebody who's been there for six terms. Yeah, that's 36 years. Dianne Feinstein has decided to give up her Senate seat. According to many observers, she had lost a few steps. She was increasingly confused. She's 89 years old. And again, is this unexpected news? I think it is unexpected because she had said she wouldn't announce what she was doing until 2023. I mean, the end of 2023, until the year of the election, 2024. But Dianne Feinstein saying she will not run for re-election. And this is already with Adam Schiff and Katie Porter, two members of the House of Representatives, already announced their candidacy. Barbara Lee, another member of the House of Representatives from California, is going to announce her candidacy. It's going to be a wild and woolly race. Is there any chance for a Republican to win as senator from California? Almost none. I mean, it seems almost, I mean, the one kind of, outcome that could allow a Republican to seriously compete would be if there were so many Democrats running that they just split the Democrat vote, and if there were only two Republicans running and they split the Republican vote fairly evenly, then it is possible, highly unlikely, that given the way things work in California, the same way they work in Washington State, where the top two vote getters, regardless of party, end up in the general election. And if you had, for instance, 12 Democratic candidates, and that's not unheard of, it's not crazy, because this is California, after all, home of fruits and nuts. And the fact that you could have all those 12 Democrats splitting the election and there are two Republicans and they split the Republican vote, which still does represent about 30% of the people in California. I mean, come on. There can be candidates who do better and come closer. But then you would have the two Republicans running against each other for U.S. Senate in California. Is this a daydream? Yeah. Is it likely at all? No. Is it likely at all that two serious candidates are very much in the news and they are brand new candidates? Nikki Haley announced her candidacy today. We'll play you some of her announcement, which she did from a very slickly produced video. And then also her colleague, her friend, actually, and they are friends, from South Carolina, Senator Tim Scott, is also very much in the news. He's heading out giving speeches. He's doing a listening tour. Do either of these two individuals have any chance to win the Republican nomination? Absolutely. We will get to that. There's a question, however, that has been posed by a number of people, which is that with the shooting last night at Michigan State University in East Lansing, Michigan, that shooting, which claimed the lives of three students at the university, they haven't been identified yet. They have identified the shooter, and you'll be shocked to know that the shooter had previous gun arrests, that he had a letter where he was threatening to shoot up other schools. He has a history of mental illness and a long police record. Okay, with that issue happening last night and gripping much of the country, and we'll play you what some of the reaction has been, should Nikki Haley have postponed her announcement of candidacy where she had announced it in advance? I'm not sure why. Because is she running as running on the gun issue as a prominent issue? No, not particularly. She's running on the economy and basically running on the idea that it's time for a new generation to take over the Republican Party and the country, which, by the way, is probably a good idea. This is what the accounts of the shooter, who's been identified as Anthony McRae, and the other schools that he threatened. He had a notes in his pocket threatening schools in New Jersey, which is where his mother lived until recently. She recently passed away. Here is an eyewitness account of the shooter at Michigan State University, who claimed the lives of three students and then took his own life later that same night, last night. This is clip 10.
Right when that first gunshot went off, I booked it to the far corner of the class. I was sitting right next to the door where he came in.
I could hear gunshots, like, directly behind my head, and I could see the smoke, like gunpowder or something from the weapon firing, and then I could smell. And immediately I dropped to the floor with all my classmates, and someone was yelling that there was a shooter, and everybody needed to get down on the ground. And at that moment, I thought that I was going to die. I'm so scared.
Okay, it's a terrible thing. There are five other people who were wounded by the shooter, by McRae, and some of them with life-threatening injuries. All of them with very serious injuries are in critical condition in a local hospital. This is President Biden. He spoke last night at a speech in Washington, D.C., speaking to the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference. And he began by making some remarks about the shooting at Michigan State University. Here's the president.
I'm glad to be here with all of you. Before I begin, I want to take a moment to say our hearts are with the students and the families of Michigan State University. Last night I spoke with Governor Whitmer, and the FBI and additional federal law enforcement are on the ground assisting the state and local folks, and three lives have been lost and five seriously injured. And it's a family's worst nightmare. It's happening far too often in this country.
Well,
Far too often. While we gather more information, there's one thing we do know to be true. We have to do something to stop gun violence ripping apart our communities. Ripping apart.
Okay, what's fascinating is that given the circumstances, the second place that the shooter went to, he went to a classroom in Beakey Hall and started firing there. And then he went to the student union. Now, if you've been into a big state university, like they have the hub in University of Washington, the Huskies Union building, and student unions are crowded. There are people around getting snacks and playing ping pong and doing. The fact that he only was able to kill three and wound, was he not actually looking for, as most shooters are, for slaughtering as many people as possible? Here is Biden's other comments as he was introducing his speech. Clip.
Today marks 5 years to the day that 14 students and three educators lost their lives in Parkland, Florida. I met every one of those families, spent time with them all. And a lot of you here have to confront violence in your communities every single day. We took a big step toward passing the most significant bipartisan gun legislation in 30 years, ghost guns and other things, background checks, but there's a lot more work to do. And I'm committing to getting it done with all of you. Some of you know and I'm going to say something that's always controversial, but there is no rationale for assault weapons and magazines that hold 50, 70 bullets.
Okay, what's the relevance of that to the shooting that took place? And what are some of the unanswered questions about that shooting? And what does it have to do with the presidential race? Something. We'll get it to it and more coming up on The MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
And on the Michael Medved Show, they still have not done a deep dive investigation into the shooter in Michigan at Michigan State University who killed three students and wounded, severely wounded five others. They indicated that they have found out that the shooter, whose name is Anthony McRae, had no connection with Michigan State University. And right now it's unclear what his connection or motivation was in any sense at all. The I mentioned that Gretchen Whitmer had something to do with the political race emerging for the presidency, and basically because she won so handily, she was running against a Trump-anointed Republican without any real political experience named Tudor Dixon. And Gretchen Whitmer, who benefited from a very popular rap-style campaign song calling her Big Gretch, which I would have thought would be not so flattering. Yeah, I'm voting for Big Gretch. She is a tall person, and she's a very strong presence. She gets credit for being charismatic, and she is mentioned whenever they talk about what would happen if President Biden did a Dianne Feinstein. Yes, Dianne Feinstein indicated she's not running for re-election for her seventh term in the U.S. Senate. And Gretchen Whitmer is one of those names that everybody mentions and mentions all the time. She would also be an obvious choice to replace Kamala Harris if, as I think we're going to be talking about later, President Biden did the politically astute thing and got her off the ticket. I mean, Kamala Harris on the ticket is a disaster, and the polling shows that. She has lower approval ratings than Biden, and by a lot, by a lot. Biden right now, according to the average of Real Clear Politics, and they do all the polling, he has an average approval rating that is 7 points below his disapproval rating. So he's negative by 7 points. Kamala Harris, who has only 38% of people in the country approve of how she's handling her job. I'm surprised it's that high. But she has a 16-point gap where she is negative. And by the way, when people disapprove of her, 40% of all Americans say they strongly disapprove of her. And then she gets up to another 25% who say they somewhat disapprove of her. One of the things that I approve of is the way that the various police agencies, yes, including the FBI and the Michigan State University Police and the local police in Lansing and the state police in Michigan, they all handled this thing exceptionally well. I was out at a screening last night, so when I first heard about this shooting, I was driving home from the screening, and it was very impressive. The local police official for the county, I believe, was named Rosman, and he spoke very well, and he was, I believe his title is he's one of the interim deputy chiefs, and he spoke about the shooting that took place at the university and what they knew about it at that time. This is clip four.
We do have three total deceased and five victims at the hospital. We can confirm that all three deceased were MSU students. We can also confirm at this time that all five of the injured victims at the hospital were also MSU students. The suspect in this case was located at approximately 11:35 p.m. in the city of Lansing. The suspect was located by units that were assisting in looking for that suspect after the shootings. The suspect is deceased due to a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
And apparently they had identified him because he was walking down the street, and he was wearing, and there were photographs that were taken, security photographs and others of him, and he was wearing the same clothes and shoes that he wore when he shot people at two different locations on the university campus. And as the police were approaching him, he took out his gun, which apparently was the same gun that was used. It was a revolver. It was the same gun that was used in the shootings, and he used it to shoot himself. The way it's covered in the New York Post, Michigan State University killer Anthony McRae had a note threatening to also attack two schools in New Jersey, forcing a township to keep all its public schools shuttered Tuesday. When McRae was found by police in Michigan, he had a note in his pocket that indicated a threat to the two public schools. Out of an abundance of caution, the Ewing public schools in New Jersey were closed for the day, the force said, with officers stationed at each closed public school as well as private ones in the township. McRae was known to have local ties to Ewing, New Jersey, as well as a long history of mental health issues, the police said. An obituary for his mother, diverted churchgoer Linda Gale McRae, who was 62, said she was originally from Trenton, and several relatives appear to still live in the area. And apparently they have some writings that they will look at, and I'm sure we're going to get some kind of manifesto that will explain why this unhappy and very sad life ended up claiming other lives and then put an end to his own existence. The killer had served time in Lansing for carrying a loaded gun. Great. And a long history of mental health issues. And basically, they say that McRae's mom, who gave her life to Christ at an early age, that's a quote from people who know her, worked in Newark before moving the family to Lansing. Her obituary died. She died in September of 2020. In Sparrow Hospital, the same Lansing hospital treating the five injured by her crazed son. The Michigan State University shooter, no stranger to cops, it says here in the New York Post, motive remains unknown. And again, the entire thing you look at is so senseless. And the instinctive response of people saying, okay, we offer thoughts and prayers to the families and the people who have lost and had their lives disrupted. People say that's unacceptable, but it's also unacceptable to say we have to do something about this to stop this without saying, what is it you have in mind, Mr. President, or anyone else, that should be done? 1-800-955-1776.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Senators have received a closed-door briefing on the high-altitude objects that U.S. fighter jets shot down over the weekend. So what's so secret?
95% of what was discussed in that room today can be made public without compromising the security of this country.
So believes Florida Republican Marco Rubio. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says those objects were likely commercial craft or harmless. The man believed to have killed three Michigan State University students and wounded five others last night left a note threatening two public schools in his native New Jersey. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley's announced to run for president, the second Republican to officially announce. Former Vice President Pence says he will challenge the subpoena issued by the special counsel investigating former President Trump. His claim, he's shielded under the speech and debate clause of the Constitution. Rich Johnson, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, I mentioned that Gretchen Whitmer is one of those people who has attracted attention as a potential candidate for president if Joe Biden decides not to run for a term that would end when he was 86. In other words, you'd be hiring a guy, if you vote for Joe Biden for president, who starts his term at 82. He's already at age 80, which he is right now. He's already older by far than any prior American president. And then he would serve till he was 86, because the election's, of course, not this year, it's next year. Anyway, with all of that, if Biden steps aside, would Gretchen Whitmer be a candidate for president? Very possibly. She won handily in Michigan. She attracted a lot of attention when she was a subject of that completely cuckoo bananas and very dangerous kidnap plot. They were going to go to her summer retreat home that she was at with her family, and she has a young family. And kidnap the governor. And what they were going to do with her once they kidnapped her is unclear, but the folks involved in that particular mini-conspiracy are actually on their way to fairly long prison terms. But more to the point, if Kamala Harris, if they can find some other job for her, and I mean, I have an idea for Joe Biden if he wants it. And it's maybe even a job she would take without even making a fuss. You can't just dump her because she is the first black female vice president, first female vice president of any color. She's also Indian American. And the people who practice identity politics would have a conniption fit. If after claiming so much credit for breaking barriers and shattering glass ceilings and selecting Kamala as his running mate, and of course she was a total disappointment as his running mate. She has not worked out as the border czar that is supposed to be reflecting her tremendous leadership. She has almost no administrative experience, but she does have experience as a state attorney general of California. And what kind of job could she accept without disgrace? If Merrick Garland was willing to hang up the gavel or whatever you want to associate with the brief, the legal brief, and step aside as attorney general, attorney general is a prestigious job. And given the fact that she is a relatively young woman compared to Biden, and she might appreciate running in some other competitive race, her having a experience as Attorney General of the United States might actually please her. And it wouldn't be then President Biden could say, well, of course, we're really promoting her, dropping her from the vice presidency and moving her to the Attorney General slot, because the vice presidency, there's really not much to do. I mean, to wait around until the president gets sick. I mean, that's basically the constitutional job. So, in that case, Gretchen Whitmer would be one of the potential targets for re-energizing the Democratic ticket, which is, if it is Biden and Harris again, sounds tired and not at all exciting. At least Donald Trump will have the novelty of having a new vice presidential running mate if he actually wins the nomination. He also might pick a vice presidential running mate. Carrie Lake obviously wants the job. He might pick someone like that before he wins the nomination as a tool for winning the nomination. Here is Governor Whitmer, who we just were speaking about, at a press conference responding to the shooting, which is not at all far from her state capital. It's a neighboring city, actually, where Michigan State is located. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer at a press conference. Listen.
We mourn the loss of beautiful souls today and pray for those who are continuing to fight for their lives. Every Spartan student, parent, and staff member should know that Michiganders and Americans everywhere are thinking of you today. President Biden and I spoke last night. He pledged his support and the thoughts of an entire nation. And we will work together to do what is necessary to help MSU community heal. We're all broken by an all too familiar feeling. Another place that is supposed to be about community and togetherness, shattered by bullets and bloodshed. We know this is a uniquely American problem.
Okay, it is not. When you hear about some of the hideous shootings that have occurred abroad. I mean, the record holders were in Christchurch, New Zealand, if you remember that, and of course in Oslo, Norway, where some 70 people were shot at a summer camp, and then he also shot people downtown. I mean, the idea that this is a uniquely American phenomenon, it's misleading. And also, particularly with someone like this, part of the problem here is taking people with extensive criminal records and mental health issues and allowing them access to firearms. The problem is not the gun itself, it is the individual wielding it. So far in 2023, there have been 67 mass shootings in the U.S. Representative Elisa Slotkin, who is also, I believe, looking at a Senate race, possibly for the Senate seat being given up by Debbie Stabenow, that'll be open in 2024. She says she is filled with rage over the shooting. Clip 5.
As the representative at Oxford, Michigan, I cannot believe that I am here again doing this 15 months later. And I am filled with rage that we have to have another press conference to talk about our children being killed in their schools. And I would say that you either care about protecting kids or you don't. You either care about having an open, honest conversation about what is going on in our society or you don't. But please don't tell me you care about the safety of children if you're not willing to have a conversation about keeping them safe in a place that should be a sanctuary. Now, the Spartan community is incredibly connected and proud. We've already seen people come together. But for me, the most haunting picture of last night was watching the cameras pan through the crowds and seeing a young person wearing an Oxford Strong sweatshirt. The sweatshirts that were handed out after those kids lived through a school shooting 15 months ago. And we have children in Michigan who are living through their second school shooting in under a year and a half. If this is not a wake-up call to do something, I don't know what is.
Okay, and the question is, what do you do that applies to this particular individual? And again, mental health attention required. There is, by the way, in Virginia, and it could be another huge triumph for Governor Youngkin if it happens, there is a gun reform bill that is receiving almost unanimous support from both sides of the aisle. No, serious about this. And it's one of those things that is endorsed by the Washington Post and by the overwhelming majority of Republicans in the Virginia House of Delegates. What is it? What are they talking about doing there that actually might have some benefit? We will get to that and more coming up on the Michael Medved Show. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Commonwealth of Virginia, which is a split government. They have one house of the legislature is Republican, one is Democratic. They have a exciting Republican governor who is, again, one of those names that is constantly mentioned, particularly if President Trump is not going to be the nominee. People talk about Glenn Youngkin. They have reached an agreement between Republicans and Democrats. They have to fine-tune it in at least one house of the legislature for a gun reform that would involve gun safes. And gun safes are obviously a good idea. There are some of the most horrible mass shootings that probably could have been prevented by gun safes, where you don't have your son or your psychologically, psychiatrically troubled son who has the combination to the safe. But in any event, the idea is allowing a tax deduction, and I think that the current figure that they're working on is up to $300. I don't know if that buys you a gun safe in Virginia, but it probably does, or at least helps you to get a gun safe that you would need. And the idea that this is supported by the NRA and by the Democrats in Virginia is somewhat encouraging. And again, when you talk about gun safes, if you talk about that one of the most horrible of all the mass shootings, the mass shooting in Newtown at Sandy Hook Elementary School, yes, that really did happen, Alex Jones, and people really were killed. And that was a situation where this was a gun-owning family, and Lanza, the shooter, was living with his mother. He had very, very deep psychiatric problems going way back to his childhood, and he got the guns that he used out of a cabinet that they were kept in, but it wasn't a gun safe. And the idea that this might save some lives, sure. And the fact that they're not taking anything away from anyone, no one can say, well, this is taking away my Second Amendment rights. They're just basically insisting that if you're going to get a gun, and if you want to have the benefit of getting a tax deduction, you can get a tax deduction for getting yourself a gun safe. Good idea? Probably. Is it something that will change statistics dramatically in the United States? No, it is not. Because I'll tell you what illustrates what I think the core of the problem is, and it is a problem in so many areas. Here's a headline from New York City. One of nine injured victims of U-Haul driver's rampage in Brooklyn dies as the suspect, who is off his meds, tells cops he killed only bad people, not good. The driver is 62-year-old Wang Soar, who was from Malaysia originally. He was off his medications at the time of the rampage and told police that he had only run over bad people. The Malaysian-born man had rented the U-Haul truck late in January in Florida, naturally, and driven it up to Brooklyn, where he has family. Wang Soar previously resided in Las Vegas, where he has several run-ins with police, including a stabbing incident, after which he was sentenced to 1 to 3 years in prison. Now, the reason I mention this is it reflects that other horrible running on Riverside Drive in New York City, where a terrorist, a would-be ISIS terrorist, used a car to run people down. And, of course, the same thing happened in Nice in France, where they had an Islamic terrorist who was running people down. Now, obviously, cars are an enormous part of our lives, and no one here is talking about restricting people's ability to drive, but there should be some restrictions on ability to drive. If you have served 1 to 3 years in prison, if you have a history of mental health issues, if you are clearly not well, a deadly weapon is your ability to rent a U-Haul and then deliberately to run people down and then to tell police it's all okay because the only people you ran down and killed were bad people. The mental health crisis in this country, which of course is exacerbated dramatically with drugs, and with the distribution of drugs. I just heard a report of the drug cartels in Mexico, where a lot of American tourists go. The drug cartels are actually providing some pharmacies there with drugs under the label that people would want, but they're actually putting methamphetamines and fentanyl in it. And so American tourists should be warned, don't try to get bargain basement prescription drugs when you don't have a prescription in Mexico, even if you can, because it's unclear what's going to be in there. There's 67 mass shootings in the U.S. so far in 2023. Now, there's no clear definition of a mass shooting. The Gun Violence Archive defines it as any incident in which at least four people were killed or hurt. By that definition, they've counted 67 mass shootings in the U.S. in 2023 alone. And the other aspect of this is the obsessive publicity and the fact that when something like this happens, and again, the people in media who give it all this attention will say that we need to give it this kind of attention so that they will do something to stop it. And should we do anything that we can to reduce mass shootings and gun deaths generally and the high murder rate? And of course, the idea that every weekend is a mass shooting in Chicago. And the numbers are truly depressing. And again, I begin every show saying that another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. I do think we are the greatest nation. But the 19 nations with the most school shootings and the total incidents between January 2009 and May 2018, Mexico is second with the most school shootings in the world. South Africa is third, Nigeria and Pakistan are fourth, tied for fourth. Afghanistan is third, is right down there after Nigeria and Pakistan. So Mexico in second place had eight school shootings. This is between 2009 and May 2018. And we had here in the United States 288. And we were by far, generally in terms of what they define as mass shootings, this is not school shootings, Russia is second in the world to the United States. And Russia had 21 shootings, I believe this is over the last year. And we had in our country some 200. We have 69 this year already. And the difficulty here in the United States, you could say it is a combination of inability to do something about extremely mentally disturbed and dangerous people on our streets and in encampments and spreading everywhere across the country, and the ability of those people to secure weapons that can have a devastating impact. Okay, coming up, there is a revolution going on involving the American working man and woman. And what is it? Particularly among working men, it's a revolution of non-work, the anti-work revolution. And this is driving a huge cultural change. This was written about by Nick Eberstadt some years ago. He'll talk with us about it coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.